The nonprofit organization Wellstone Action has run dozens of camps in the nearly 3 years since Paul, Sheila, and Marcia Wellstone died in a plane crash that also took the lives of several other people. Camp Wellstone focuses on building political skills. Over the weekend, 130 people paid up to $75 to go to camp at the convention center in Milwaukee. Lecturer Rudy Lopez told a group of citizen activists that they should not be afraid to try to gain power and shape the world.
We're each going to leave this world with a legacy. How do you want to leave?
Jeff Blodgett is executive director of Wellstone Action. He says the camps are open to anyone, but primarily draw progressives and liberals who are activists, campaign workers, and candidates. Blodgett says Wisconsin remains very important for progressive organizers.
There's a strong progressive movement in this state. There's also a strong conservative movement. So there's a real clash of different ideas and different visions, and we want to be part of strengthening the progressive side.
Blodgett contends that even with conservatives controlling the White House and Congress, that many progressives remain energized. Camp attendee Stan Kowalski of New Glarus is a retiree who says he remains optimistic for a fair-minded democracy.
I believe in people, and I believe that people's motivations are basically good. We have some people that want to get as much as they can, and I'm not one of them.
Another attendee, 17-year-old David Seitz of Wauwatosa, says he'll put the camp's lessons to work in groups that focus on peace, sexual orientation, and community issues.
And I hope to be able to bring some things back to them because those are the groups that are living out my values.
Camp Wellstone has also been held in Madison and Superior and may be back in Madison next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.